Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You but guys with good credit.
Welcome to Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. I'd like to start the show off by letting everyone know that we are a family-friendly show. I think that's important. Do you think that's important, Karen?
It is important. Tell Sean now.
Sean, how big is family-friendly to you?
Oh, man. Friends. How many of us have them?
Okay.
Friends. Does my company really love me?
Singing. I appreciate that.
You like if
that?
You were born in 1929, you will get whatever this reference is.
Exactly. Well, for anyone who doesn't get Sean's reference, let me set this up for you. Today's show, it's a quickie, by the way. So buckle up, be prepared. We're going to get in and out and give you a drop of jewel. But today it's about family-friendly workplaces. You know, workers in this era we're living in are leaving their jobs to find new employment in record numbers. And for some, it's more than just a salary. It's about job flexibility and work-life balance. Those are the keys. I mean, there's new emphasis
In other words, Matt, is your company kumbayaing? Are they kumbayaing for you or are they not? That's the question at hand, right, Karen?
Perfectly said.
Another way to phrase it is there's an emphasis on, quote-unquote, the family-friendly environment. So let's define that. A family-friendly workplace is where an employer has policies that make it possible for employees to more easily balance their family and work to fulfill both their family and work obligations. That's the definition. Mm-hmm. So let's pass it. I'm going to pass the rock to you, Sean. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's even taking a deeper dive, Matt. It's flexibility in working hours, parental leave, paid parental leave, sick leave, working from home, starting a family, fertility treatments. You know, just a few one of the things that I kind of make up what people are saying will make up a friendly workplace. And, you know, employees now, like, you know, we're able to shot call. Like, we are the shot callers right now. Mm-hmm. Before COVID, we didn't have this empowerment. Now we can, like, you know, demand these things. And yeah. So we want to do this show to make sure that people understand now that companies recognize this shift. And the ones that don't want to recognize this shift, to hell with you. Like, no. You want to be stubborn? Go ahead.
Yeah. And you know what? I just actually saw a thing today on Instagram and I see them once in a while. It like really touches my heart.
Your newsfeed? Instagram is your newsfeed, right?
Yes. 10 million. Obviously. How else am I supposed to know anything? But I saw this thing of like these people who were like in an adult class, like a GED class or something. And one woman came in to take a test and she had a newborn baby that she had to bring with her. And the baby started freaking out during class. And so she went to pick it up. And the professor, to let her just take the test in peace and get through it, the professor like got down on his hands and knees, this old man, and started like rocking the baby and feeding him so that his mom could take a test. And, like, you know, I know it melts my heart. Every time I see something like that, like there's another one of a professor like who strapped a baby, her student's baby, to her while the student was in class, or a student could take notes while she was lecturing. It was like a college professor. So anyway, that touches my heart so much. But the reason that those are memes is because that's purely voluntary, and we don't have a strong, like, family friendly kind of policy in our schools and workplaces here. And so those things, like, take off online. So if you're looking for work, I guess, you know, if you're a student, it's like a little bit different, but, and you want to verify if a company is really family friendly, you have a family, you want to start a family, you have a young family, you've got special family concerns, maybe you're a caretaker. First of all, go check out the company's website. And you can always check reviews, anonymous reviews, because, you know, companies can kind of stack reviews. But look at social media, comments, anonymous reviews on review websites like Glassdoor. And for women, there's Fairy Godboss. And these websites cater specifically towards interests like family-friendly policies. And it'll give you a more objective idea of what's going on at the company.
All right. So like I said, check for keywords if you want to see if a company is family-friendly, compassionate, mental health, things that are applicable to you. Sean, what do you think? Any other things you check for? Any red
just
flags?
On a sneak tip, you know, just know that, you know, take these reviews with a grain of salt, because people can add in their own reviews. People like see people's reviews like for products, and they think that the companies are not having people add in reviews to prop up the company, to prop up the product. So don't think that, right, you know, every review you take it verbatim, and just know that it may not be necessarily a normal distribution of clients reviews. So you try to read between the lines. Mm-hmm. Like, things that are not said, maybe what you're looking for, you know? Meaning that, for example, if there's never been any mention of working from home, that may indicate that something that the company does not encourage to do. So it'll actually look for things that they don't talk about, could be a sign that they probably don't promote it.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. And also, you know, if you are serious about this, you can always chat with former employees if you can find them and they want to talk to you. And former employees is key, because if you talk to actual employees, I don't know, maybe you know someone who knows
Facebook,
someone.
Facebook, bro.
Maybe
you go to Facebook, Instagram.
Facebook, LinkedIn.
I saw you on Facebook. I'd like to talk to you about working for Acme Laundry.
It's not that crazy. People hit me up on Facebook all the time that just, like, found me. And they're like, hey, I found you and I wanted to interview you for something. Okay. Or do you want to do the show? Like, okay, whatever.
But, I was changing my.
Yeah, social media does give people a way to communicate. That's not it's not like knocking on someone's door.
It's
in
true, and talking to a former employee, I would not talk to a current employee, because you don't know. I mean, they can just run their mouth at work. But a former employee is probably going to be more honest and direct with you. It's like, you know, talking about an ex after a breakup. You kind of see the whole picture. You can talk to a hiring manager directly, but tactfully, since it's still your hiring manager. So, for example, you know, if you're having a Zoom interview with this person, you can ask kind of low key, I see you're working from home, we're doing this over Zoom, is this something that this company encourages, can this company accommodate it? And that's like a nice, subtle, polite way to ask about work from home kind of policies.
Another thing to think about is, when you're interviewing at the workplace, it gives you an opportunity. I know we're doing a lot of job interviews through Zoom, but if you actually go to the workplace, you can look around. Do you see a fitness facility? Do you see, you know, pool tables or childcare, or what's the vibe? You know, I know I feel like we're a spoiled generation of workers. Do I see a pool table? Like, what? But anyway, but do you see things that are there kind of for the overall culture that makes it more of a, you know, personal vibe, as opposed to we're just here and be cracking the whip? If it's not the vibe you want, look around and take note of that.
Yeah, right.
And also, does the staff seem stressed? Like, you can get into an interview where they walk into the room, or they come in, they're like, okay, I have 5 minutes, and they can just see they're overworked. They're stressed out. You got to take that as a sign. Like, is this the type of workplace? Are they frazzled? Or they're just coming in like Karen. Hey, guys. Like,
you know? So, worry-free. No, nothing to see here.
All right. Well, Karen may be worry-free, but we are not commercial-free. So it's time for us to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit, talking about a family-friendly work environment. Keep it locked. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we're talking about looking for family-friendly work environments. And at this point, you know, I'd like to toss it to Sean. You're a business owner. That's right. You know, this is a keep it real moment. You got to be honest with our listeners, because you are a business owner. So if a new employee was asking you about, you know, the family friendliness of your of his possible employment, do you have a pool table? Do you have, can I take a nap midday? Do you have a little, like, what kind of What's your mentality towards, like, are we over, are we going too far with this? Or do you think the, corporate America does really need to maybe fall back with maybe the posture of past generations?
Well, you know, to your point, there's not enough space in my warehouse to put a pool table, but I do things to show recognition and appreciation. Like, for example, every Saturday, whenever you come to work, everybody gets lunch. I buy everybody lunch.
Cute.
You know, I make sure that birthdays, the way I did in corporate America, we all have, we do ice cream cake for birthdays. You know, we celebrate certain little key things, always different ways to celebrate and show some form of appreciation. Mm-hmm. But no pool table. You know, maybe next year I'll think about getting the pool.
All right. And what about you, Karen? Do you expect comedy clubs to make sure that it is a work environment that is, you know, for this generation, that they have prop, like a masseuse maybe in the back? And like, what do you, when you walk in, what are you looking for?
Well, you know what's funny? So comedy is not for families. Comedy is for single men. So, but that, you know, it's honestly a man's job. You know, say whatever you want. Email me, at me. Tell me what you think. But it is for men. It's not really, you know, obviously comedy clubs are like late night, dirty jokes, alcohol, like smoking, not a family friendly environment. However, people have kids. So I've seen all kinds of stuff. You know, one of my absolute comedy heroes, shout out to Bonnie McFarlane, who is my obsession and my muse. She's one of the funniest people alive. But she used to bring her kid and just like set her up on an iPad, some headphones, you know, she would do her spot, take her kid home. It is what it is. Like everybody, it's not the workplace per se, it's the people there, right? Everybody was like, looked out for this kid. You know, no one's going to be, we're human beings and everybody's like nice. And you know, the managers were always very accommodating. I've seen people bring their newborn babies, strap them onto their chest in a baby Bjorn and do their sets that way. I've seen people do it with their dogs. Comedy's weird and it's kind of an anything goes environment. So, you know, anything goes. What can I say? The people in comedy are so, you can't phase us. You can't freak us out. And whatever you got to do, that's what you got to do. Like, we're here for it.
Unless you're Dave Chappelle, and then you might freak people out. But anyway, I would add that my, in terms of just anecdotal, my evidence, my industry, I am noticing in television, film, like just the company I work at, there does seem to be, with the pandemic, I think, a move towards a more family-friendly attitude and from working remotely and thinking about, you know, the fact that people are trying to balance a lot with kids maybe having to be doing school at home. Like the whole world is making us, is forcing us to be a little more compassionate to what's going on at home. So I do think it's important that if you're looking at a new job or even the job you're at, like asking your employer, maybe they could be a little more family friendly if you think there's areas that they're not. But I do think this is something, you know, that we can all, whether you're an employee or an employer, take seriously in this new world we're living in.
Agreed. People's standards have changed. And why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't people just have their like lives accommodated? I think we're so sick of accommodating employers all the time.
Facts.
What I like to add, you know, you got to kind of play detective. You know, I'm one to send late emails out. And if you're a recruiter or you're the person that's looking to hire you, is sending you continuous emails of late hours and then definitely not during business hours. That means they could be really working their ass off during the day and only have time to do things when they get home. So just know if you're ready for that type of work environment where you got to bring work home with you, you know, could be a sign that you're going to be working some long hours. To me, I'm okay with that. But to some other people, like the Karens of this world, they may be like, nah, I just want to be out at 5 and that's it. So you really got to, you know, you got
to
kind of
I want to be done at a reasonable hour. I want to have a life.
Just so everyone, for the record, everybody, we started recording this show around 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Karen got up at 2 o'clock. Okay.
I had a late night. I work at night. We live different lives. I work nights. And by the way, that's why I don't have kids.
There you have it. Well, that brings this episode to a close. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And clearly the workplace is changing. So get with it, people. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis for Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And as I always say, or I say repeatedly on this podcast, doesn't matter what you did before, it just matters what you have done next. You can say hi to me, whatever you want, Karen Margolis on everything, K-E-R-E-N-M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S, and I'll see you guys next time.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half, Two Black Guys, a good credit. Wake up, Karen! And like I
so
say,
funny.
Show, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. And please drop us a line at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's Two Black Guys, a good credit @gmail.com. And you can also reach out to me through IG. I financially clean Sean. And I'm out. And Matt, I appreciate you. Peace. Black guy.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.